Have quorum, we're ready to get started.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you to the 10 other people who showed up. we appreciate it. We're hoping that it will be a quick meeting tonight since most everyone is ready to start their holiday, except for those of us who aren't in the school system. Yeah. So we will start. It is what, 6:05? And we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Excuse our back.
Yeah.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Aren't the victories nice?
Okay, I didn't see any public comments coming through. Valerie, I'm assuming you didn't get any. Correct?
Yep,
correct.
No public comments.
Okay, great. So we will I'll afford a couple minutes if anyone wants to take a couple minutes to offer some public comments, just raise your hand. You have 3 minutes to say what you would like to say. It's not a give and take. It's pretty much you say your what you'd like to say about your what you want to say, and we will listen. So anyone have anything that they would like to present for public comments? Public comments going once, twice. Okay, moving on to the previous minutes. You all received a copy of the minutes that Ken so beautifully transcribed for us. You've all had a chance to review them. Does anyone have any changes or corrections? Do I hear a motion?
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
As Ken wrote them.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Wonderful. And head of school report, Mr. Pappas will not be with us tonight, but I understand Ashley will be stepping in.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Good morning, or good morning, good afternoon, evening, whatever we want to call it at this point. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So I have the privilege of sharing today's head of school report for Mr. Pappas. He is traveling currently and his flight is delayed. So last week we had our middle school walkthrough. During that walkthrough, we observed excellence in academics, operations, and routines and procedures. There were lots of best practices that were highlighted in addition to checking out the framework for future success. We are adding additional culture monitors during transitions and having more intentionality around making sure that students feel supported. For example, high fives and check-ins during breakfast and lunch. There will be more updates to homeroom to provide more structured activity, including weekly academic checks and continuing with student action steps, SEL prompts on one day a week, and the CNN 10 news once a week. So that was really great to see the middle school. They did a great job. In terms of other things that we've been doing, we've had winter concerts, which have been a joy and a huge success. We had winter concerts for lower school this past week. We had intermediate school the previous week. And before that, we had the middle and high school concert as well. We are also scheduled for professional development for the January 2nd return. That has all been formalized and sent to our staff. And then we've been having coffee with Elias sessions, chat and choose. So those have been conducted in high school, middle school, and intermediate school. The lower school session is scheduled for January as our original date was postponed due to the YAS Prize announcement. Continuing with future projects, our SCG Fields preliminary site work and surveying has been completed or is in the process of finishing up. And our Building 27 renovation architect RFP committee is finalizing their decision. We did a site visit on another building that one of the leading people or leading contractors was working for, just to kind of see their work and do that as well. So we're near finalizing that decision and continuing. For our goal number three of hiring in human resources, we are beginning 24-25 school year staff planning already. So that is already starting to begin, and that will be formally beginning in January. We will have our second annual on-site career fair in early spring. That date is still to be determined. And the following positions have been hired: a food services manager, food services supervisor, bus drivers and aides, and we now have redundancy once again, so lots more bus drivers and aides, and a fifth grade teacher was recently hired. For facilities manager, second interviews took place 12/19 with an offer that was made this week. And the Odyssey University is currently under development, which is a resource page consisting of 3 to 7 minute informational how-to videos on HR topics such as FMLA, short-term disability, deeds, licensing and certification, paid parental leave, etc. Coming up with our culture focus, LAIRP, the LA Institute for Restorative Practices, is coming back on January 2nd to do a deep dive with all of our staff around utilizing restorative practices. They're working with all of our K-12 staff on 1-2 and with all of our administrative staff on 1-3. And our first OCS parent camp of the 23-24 school year will be taking place on Thursday, January 18th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It is open to all families in every grade level, so be sure to check out the parent communication for more information. And we'll go ahead and turn it over. I'll turn it over to Sula to do some of the building level updates, and then I'll jump back in when we hit middle school.
Quick question, okay. Ashley. Did we have a parent camp at the end of November?
We did not. So that was, I believe, originally scheduled but postponed. Parent camp, the administrative team met with parent camp in, was that end of November or early December, Sula? I can't remember. We met with parent camp and kind of rehashed what we wanted to look like for this school year. So instead of just repeating what was happening before, really trying to make sure that it's fitting the best needs for our school.
Okay.
I believe that meeting was in early December too. And actually I will be at the that parent camp representing the administrative team on the 18th. So I hope to see other people there too. Thanks, Ashley. I will be presenting for lower and intermediate. Again, we've been working very closely, so we have a lot of similar updates. Of course, our focus was on the new teacher evaluation and support system, DTGSS. We've completed our goal setting and our first round of observations with teachers, and we're continuing to get training from Angela Sikorso at the DOE on this new framework. So that's been a really nice dive into this new framework that I think teachers and administration are really enjoying working with and finding it very useful. Both buildings also had our BSMART presentations, which are child abuse prevention presentations, and those were a great success. And of course, keeping students safe is a major priority. So we always enjoy having those presentations at our school. They're very developmentally appropriate and very, very helpful for students. We have new staff in both intermediate and lower school. For lower school, we have Harrison Broca and Chelsea Anderson for the special education department. And in the intermediate school, Dustin Long is joining the fifth grade team to teach math and science. We are currently in the hiring process for one lower school position, a kindergarten teacher, kindergarten FLES homeroom teacher. Both of our buildings as well had celebrations this December. Obviously, many of you were there for our concerts. The concerts were a great success. They were, you know, beautiful. We had risers this year so that every student had more visibility. We live streamed as much as possible. Our students got to perform in Greek and in English, and in some cases in Spanish as well, which was a wonderful opportunity for us to celebrate different cultures. And of course, they sang songs about multiple traditions throughout the world, which is wonderful. Within the classrooms, we're working very hard in elementary school at this time to, you know, celebrate joy, learn about the different traditions we have at home, create gifts for parents. It's just a very warm time of the year. So we hope that everybody appreciated all of the hard work from the teachers and students that went into this last week. We want to give a huge shout out to Ms. Opelock and Ms. Lorenz for organizing the concerts at the lower and intermediate schools. And we also had some other performers at the lower school, Kiria Corina Akritidi and Kiria Maria Paraponiari, accompanied in the lower school performance as musicians. We appreciate everyone working together for that. One last update, when we return from break, we will be having our green team added to our lower school activities or after school activities. So that is a new one that is starting. And that's it for us.
Did you want to add the new staff for intermediate?
I did.
Yeah, just making sure. So I will also cover middle school as Ms. Rodriguez is traveling as well. So as we shared before, we had a very successful middle school walkthrough this month. We are going to be providing additional culture monitoring during transitions and homerooms to make sure that students feel supported. And if you'd like to see some of our middle schoolers in action, middle school sports have begun. Students doing everything from wrestling to basketball. They are all over Newcastle County competing, so check them out as well. For our high school updates, this month our athletes of the month were Jocelyn Yost for field hockey and Brevin Butcher for soccer, so congratulations to them. We had lots and lots of holiday and joyful celebrations in the high school this month, with the winter high school concert, hall decorating contest, and dress down days all contributing to a great month. We welcomed our future high school owl parents for an eighth grade community dinner in December, and we also hosted a community dinner for our Odyssey Honors Academy families, both our year one and year two families. And then lastly, our high school men's basketball team won their first tournament of the school year. So they are already gelling as a team. They won the Red Lion Christmas Classic and brought back a nice big trophy with them. So congratulations to the team and Markel Carson, who was our MVP for the tournament. And he's a current junior at Odyssey. Upcoming high school events, our OHA students are going to have their first ever OHA only field trip. To celebrate their successes, they will be traveling to Great Wolf Lodge, that is under my travel request section, in January. Similar to middle school, our winter sports are in full swing. You can visit odysseychartersports.com for more information and schedules. We have men's and women's wrestling. We have men's and women's basketball. We also have a cheerleading team that is doing great things as well. So please come and check them out. And that just was a repeat. Sorry about that part. And then in terms of travel requests, we have a few trips coming up in January. So we are requesting approval for the AP African American Studies class and the For the Culture After School group, which is our Black Student Union, to go to the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C. on 1/26/24. And then we are also asking for approval for the Honors Academy to go to the Great Wolf Lodge in Maryland on 1/23/24. We are looking for approval for Ms. Hooper to travel to Texas for required training for the American Exchange Program, which is basically a exchange, like similar to a foreign exchange program, but it is local to the United States. They do not leave the country, but we switch students with areas all around the country. So we did this last year as well, but Ms. Hooper is now leading it. And so she would travel to Texas February 16th through the 19th to do training for that program. And then lastly, this is just a note of a change that happened. So our previously approved EF tour to Japan in April is going to be moved to the summer due to EF's change in availability. They are not able to take our group in over spring break, so that we are going to go right after school ends. The current planned date is June 13th to the 25th. And that covers our high school updates. We have additional updates from our curriculum instruction and assessment team. The SEL curriculum, our school is rolling out the new SEL curriculum for grades K to 5 called Character Strong, Purposeful People. The program is being successfully rolled out by homeroom teachers during their SEL block. We are already in month 4, week 3 of the empathy unit. And the middle school is currently also looking at adopting the 6-8 program offered by Character Strong, the same company. The YAS grant, obviously we were one of the finalists for the YAS grant. We all know and are very excited about that. that $500,000 award that we just won. So we will be continuing to focus on our sustainable, transformational, outstanding, and permissionless education. We are recognized for our immersion model that we offer to our diverse community. For HB 198, the HB 198 report was submitted to the Delaware Department of Education on Tuesday, November 14th. If you have any questions about where we are with that, what we're working on, and where we are going, please feel free to email Juliana Sheehan. For instruction, the CIA team is doing walkthrough and coaching cycles, and the senior leadership team has now completed monthly walkthroughs in all the buildings. As a team, we looked at the successes and needs of each of the buildings from both an academic and an operational lens. We have Professional Development Day scheduled for January 2nd, 2024. All of our new teachers will participate in ALICE training in the morning, which is our active shooter training. LAIRP will also hold two training sessions during that day. The morning session will be identifying and refining our core values that are serving as pillars of our school to support and guide the development of a restorative culture. The afternoon session will be providing new OCS teachers with their level one training on the restorative practices principles. And then LAIRP will also meet with the academic leadership team on Wednesday, January 3rd to create the culture teams. These teams will have monthly meetings throughout 2024. And we are also planning ahead for CharterCon on February 16th, which is our next PD day. We are joining all of the other charters across the state at Delaware State University to participate in a day of professional development themed around equity, diversity, resiliency, and community. We are excited about also having a few of our staff members present at that. And then lastly, for assessment, we have the tentative assessment calendar linked here. In terms of 2024, we will have winter through the end of the year. We have the DESA social studies test in 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. Winter screening for iReady for K to 8 will happen in the last 2 weeks of January in both reading and math. The NAEP assessment in March will happen for a select group of students in 4th and 8th grade. And the Dibbles testing is scheduled for K to 3 on January 22nd. And we have PSAT and SAT testing once again in March. For the financial update, $500,000 from the YAS grant funds are restricted towards the construction of Building 27. Major local district funding to take place in December. So that's Red Clay, Christina, Colonial, and Brandywine. Last year that happened in November. There is a meeting slated for early January to begin to draw down the $10 million new money portion of the restructured debt for the first field turf field project invoice, as that has been received. And to date, $944,000 of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the budgeted amount of $1.7 million, which is also increasing to $2.4 million in the final budget from carryover projects. For transportation, the department has hired three new drivers over the past few weeks and has another driver returning after our winter break. These new drivers are going to start in the new year to help support the growing transportation program and build redundancy. They're also looking to purchase 2 to 3 more buses in the 24-25 school year to support our 6-12 programs as we continue to expand our bus and transportation services. The transportation monthly dashboard is posted on our school website for November. DeMayo is not on, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just knowing that before I go on to this one. So for student services, English language learners, ML has completed the screening, and currently K to 12, there's approximately 350 students who will receive multilingual learner services. The coordinator is working with the new teacher and the para to support the needs of the students through best practices in both the classroom and within direct instruction. For our MTSS, which is the multi-tiered systems of support, the monthly problem-solving team meetings dates have been completed for all of our schools and continue to be held monthly. We've been able to review student needs and, as a problem-solving team, implemented a plan on how to support the students with more needs through tiered intervention, both academically and social-emotionally. WIN which is the in K-5, is the What I Need. It's currently in its second six-week cycle. This is on a time period in each school where students work on either remedial or enrichment academic skills based on their data collected from their benchmarking assessments. The groups are flexible and will change throughout the year, and the changes are made based on progress monitoring data that is collected between the benchmarking assessments. Middle of the year benchmarking will take place starting the week of January 22nd, as I said before. During that assessment period, all of the interventionists will work as a team to complete the individual assessments for grades K through 3. And for special education, we completed federal indicators 9 and 10 for disproportionate representation and 11 for timely evaluations. We reviewed the unit count and are determining with the leadership team how to best use the additional units earned to support student services with implementation of best practices and regulations, as well as supporting behavior and emotional, social emotional needs for students receiving services. For our IT update, building 23's front door, which is got a new railing today, so I'm very excited about all the railings. The front door also has been configured to allow badge access. If all goes well, we will be using that front door when we come back from break. So that has Tri-M, the vendor, is coming back this month to transition the office door opener to the new door so that we can actually start to use that as our main front door. IT also shared that we have received our timeline for transitioning from eSchool to Infinite Campus by the vendor and DOE. We met and discussed with the Infinite Campus team, and we will introduce the full timeline to school administration on January 9th. Stay tuned for many new changes and product enhancements to help the school.
Is that just a program, E-Team to Infinite Campus? Is that just a program change? Or?
It's, so eSchool is our student information services. So it's where all the registration for students goes. It's where grade books are. It's where everything is. So it's actually a huge program. But the entire state is moving from eSchool to Infinite Campus. And so eSchool is a PowerSchool product, but PowerSchool just like made eSchool for Delaware alone versus Infinite Campus is used like nationwide by, I think it's like 40 out of the 50 states. Like it's much more robust and powerful. And so hopefully that will provide some additional services for us. So basically we're every state or every school in the state or every charter district in the state is getting like a specific person to help guide them to switch it over.
I'm sure that'll go smoothly.
I sure hope so.
Coming from the IT guy.
We actually had there was a meeting with them today that went really well. So hoping that we'll continue to have good meetings. The Infinite Campus people seem very well organized. So they've done this before, apparently, working with people that are coming from programs like this. So we're hoping it goes well. But it'll be, if we're having struggles, it'll be the entire state having a struggle. So IT is also beginning to prep and plan for the future building projects, such as the athletic fields and Building 27. They're also beginning a refresh for planned 2023 projector purchases, so some classrooms that need new projectors. And beginning in January 2024, IT is planning to offer afternoon classes for the various software systems that the school uses for staff. The goal is to help staff become more proficient in their use and allow new employees to catch up and learn how things operated. And a schedule will be released in December. For facilities, HVAC, all buildings, our operation is going great. For the high school building main entrance improvements, as I said, everything was installed. They were installing the railing. They did the main railing today. They'll have to do the fire exit railing tomorrow. The elevator project will begin as soon as the front entrance project is completed. So they are planning to be starting that on the 1st of January. They have already started working in the main lobby of the high school, and our high school main lobby is closed during winter break because they will be jackhammering the floor open to relocate the water line. So that will be fun for everyone. For custodial staff, they are currently pending one hire for part-time day work, and they have 15 total staff. For facility staff, there are currently 6 in total. John and Billy are both retiring at the beginning of January, so we wish them well. They are in the process of getting new staff for that. For Building 27, we interviewed three architectural firms and the email was sent to committee members on 12/16 with a recommendation. For the Grail, the boiler is operational and providing heat, but also needs some other repairs. That unit is over 50 years old, and all of the lock sets in the Grail were recently replaced. For Athletic Field, our contractor SCG is narrowing down the designs for the school to select, and there is a conference call that occurred on 12/12 to discuss the design, et cetera. And lastly, food service is wrapping up their end of the year audit, reviewing findings and making adjustments accordingly. During the summer, they will be working on updating applications. For fundraising and development, the process of rebuilding our capital campaign page and our donor database using the Little Green Light CRM system has already begun. We plan to identify recurring donors and major contributors to express gratitude for their loyalty. A new impact report with the launch of the capital campaign is planned for February, and the initial research stage for sports game fundraisers and the 2024 golf outing has already commenced. I shared the earlier board approval requests for the out-of-state travel, and a settlement agreement approval is, it looks like we are looking for that. And safety and security, we have Alice training, and there we are through the 13 pages.
Two questions you probably don't know the answer to, but I'm going to ask anyway. The 350 students for the multi-language learners, is that more or less than was expected and planned for?
That's about how many we expected. So with, as far as I know, and Dr. DeMeo can definitely elaborate more on that if you send her some, shoot her over an email, but I believe that's about what we expected. Our multilingual learner population has grown, but not all those students require intensive services. So if your home language is something other than English, even if you have been speaking English since you started in kindergarten or even before then, you would still potentially be screened as a multilingual learner.
Okay, thanks.
So they might not question. All need intensive services.
Okay, second question. The YAS prize was listed as restricted to Building 27. Was that a requirement of the YAS prize itself, or was that just the intention here at the school?
I believe that because that was what was written into the grant as what we were looking to do with that STOP award, I believe that is why it is restricted funds.
Okay, just checking. I do remember that that was the plan. I just didn't know.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is. Jeff or Elias would be able to expand upon that a little more.
You've done wonderfully, Ashley. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions that I can answer?
I don't have any questions for any of the admin who have presented Sula, or well, it was just Sula and Ashley. They both did great jobs. Ashley, you did a great job presenting all this. Anyone have any questions?
Nope. Nice job, guys. Thank you.
Not for me. Well done. All right.
Thank you. I'm going to get back to the little ones. Have a great night and a happy holiday.
Thanks.
To you, Ashley. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have some out-of-state travel to approve.
Yep, there were four trips. Yeah. Great Wolf Lodge, I forget the other.
Great Wolf Lodge, African American History Museum.
Yeah, Great Wolf Lodge in Maryland, African American History Museum in D.C., Hooper going to Texas for American Exchange Program training, and the last one is just a date change for the EF tour to Japan.
So is the trip to Japan one that we've already approved that travel for April?
Yes.
And now we need to approve the change from April to June.
I don't know if you approve that. I just wanted to let you know that it's happening.
No, that's a good. That was good. So we'll just amend it and we'll put it in with the approvals.
Great.
Any discussion? Anyone have any questions about those? Do I hear a motion?
I move to approve the travel.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Those are fun trips.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Ioan, I see you are on as well.
I'm here. Kalispera, everybody.
Alispera.
I'll try to be short because it's just a few days before holidays. So I would like to tell you that we are very excited to announce our new collaboration with European University Cyprus. The school is located in Cyprus. Cyprus is a Greek-speaking country right next to Greece, but the majority of its undergraduate degrees at the university are taught in English. So our OCS students could utilize their years of Greek language studies in their everyday life in Cyprus and excel at the same time in their undergraduate studies in English. So I think it's the best combination. Moreover, tuition is considerably lower compared to the US. For instance, let me give you an example. A BA in computer science costs only $9,000 a year. Please note that the European University Cyprus is ranked among the 53 best universities in Europe. And we had the admissions manager of EUC who gave us a presentation, who gave a presentation to our seniors and some of our juniors at the beginning of December. And we were very glad to see some of our students interested in these programs. I could say more on that, but I won't today. I can give you more details about this university because I'm very excited about this new collaboration. But I would like to move.
Let me ask a question. So the $9,000, does that include like room and board, or does the school provide room and board, or?
So that's for the tuition. The rooms are separately, but the price for the rooms also is not so high. It's about $500 a month, with everything included, and the rooms are very close to the campus, something like 5 minutes walking. Any other questions about the university? All right, I will give you a more detailed update with the website. I can give you a short 2 minutes presentation also if you'd like, but that's the first impression for today. I would like to move to the other great news about our school, of course, the YAS Prize and the STOP Award that we received that brings joy to our lives for the innovation of our programs and especially of our Greek program and especially for our dual language immersion program. We keep seeing the effects of these achievements. In social media, I received hundreds of messages for congratulations, starting from DOE, university professors in Greece and US, the Greek Minister of Education, and then writers, poets, artists, athletes, friends of the Greek language and immersion education from Greece. And they keep coming. We're not done. So, people in Greece and here are very excited that we got recognized about our programs and especially our dual language immersion program, the only Greek language immersion program in the States. I move on to the next item. Last week, our new immersion educators, Greek and English speaking teachers, had a day of training organized by DOE in collaboration with us. So we had time for collaborations among us and for studying new strategies and best practices on how to enhance literacy in both languages, Greek and English. I would like to let you know that we plan to start offering Greek language classes for adults. Again, it's not the first time, but last year we didn't offer. So we would like to restart. Stay tuned for more updates. I will try to start it end of January, at the latest beginning of February, to have good 4 months of classes. And finally, we had our monthly Greek program meeting on the first Wednesday of December and discussed mainly the news about the European University Cyprus, but also details about the immersion program because we had some immersion parents with us who had questions and we had a very nice discussion. So that's from me. I wish you all happy holidays και καλά Χριστούγεννα, καλή χρονιά να έχουμε.
Ευχαριστώ επίσης, Ioana. Thank you. Sure. Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Ioana?
No, thank you.
Just a reminder, the immersion meetings are the first Monday of the month. Notices usually go out. We encourage anyone to join in, everyone to join in and just learn and offer your support, your discussion, and learn more about what's going on in the program. Thank you again.
A small correction, it's the first Wednesday of the month.
Oh, yeah, thank you. First Wednesday.
Sure.
I have Monday on my mind. First Wednesday, 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock, and on Mondays, we send out the reminder.
Right, there we go. I knew Monday was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And I see Coach Jeff has just joined us to offer his financial report. He is doing double duty today, and it looks like he's sparkling.
A little bit. I apologize, too, if there's holiday tunes and a Zamboni sound behind me. Wi-Fi here's a little spotty. So, Ken, I don't know if you're able to pull up the web report, but I'll just run through some of the stats for you here, and then I'll get you back to business. So we're going to take a look quick at the period ending November 30th, which represents 5 months or 42% of the fiscal year. The preliminary budgeted revenues are $45.9 million. Revenues collected to date are $31.5 million, which represents 68.6% of the total budgeted revenues for the year. Revenues received in November were mostly in line with where we would expect to be in a cyclical cycle. We did have another transfer from our Zions proceeds, which is supporting the EFF debt that takes us through June 30 this year, and then we'll be back on a regular debt cycle. The preliminary budget expenses are $39.1 million. Expenses to date are $16.8 million, which represents 44.7% of the budget, or right where we'd expect to be at this point of the year. And just some highlights from this month. I'm sure you guys have touched on it a bit, but $500,000 has been awarded from the Ask Foundation, which is restricted towards the construction of the Building 27 project. The major local district funding is taking place in December. So Red Clay, Christina, Colonial, and Brandywine, their transfer is happening in December. Last year was in November, so that's why if you're looking year to year, it might be a little bit different. A meeting is slated for early January to begin the drawdown of the $10 million new money portion of the restructured debt, as the first turf field project invoice has been received. Our 5% deposit amount is now due within 45 days. To date, $944,000 of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the preliminary budgeted amount of $1.7 million, which will increase to $2.4 million with the expansion grant carryover. Some notes from our capital projects. SCG Fields has provided the preliminary design concepts with surveying results included. No major hurdles have been identified at this time for the land or what may have been on the land previously. The RFP committee will meet at the beginning of January to review the options for design and make a recommendation to the board at the January meeting. We're currently still on track for the fall of 2024 ribbon cutting. The Building 27 design RFP meetings have been completed. The details are being summarized and recommendation will be made to the board at the January meeting. The high school entrance front project is nearing its completion. The main concrete work has now been completed, with the interior enclosure construction beginning. Awnings are currently being quoted. And as soon as that's done, the elevator shaft project will begin at the conclusion of the front entrance portion. And that is the November financial monthly report. Any questions?
Yes. Ashley tried to explain about the gas money. I wonder if you can expand a little more. I unfortunately missed the last board meeting and and my building's faculty meeting due to medical issues. But some staff members related to me that their understanding was that some of the money would be used for upgrades and for Building 22 flooring.
So that was, there was more flexibility involved for the parent voting award. And so we didn't win that, unfortunately. But we, as far as the actual, what the application for the grant was for, it was to support continuing to expand the immersion program and to help with the construction of Building 27. So unfortunately, at this time, there's not much more flexibility than that. I mean, that could change potentially. with them being the grantors if they loosen some of the restrictions on it. But right now, that's what the application was for, so that's what it's covering.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there any room in the budget? Because I know some people were talking about upgrading and getting new rugs and painting, things like that. Is there any room in the budget to do any of that, make some improvements on some of the schools?
So I think we will have some funding remaining from our enhanced minor capital funding that we got from the state last year, approximately $20,000, which was mostly used for the reconstruction of the new classrooms in buildings 26, 23, and 20. So we're likely going to look at flooring for the entrance area of building 22 with the hopes of expanding more of that project and flooring for the building 20, probably in next year's budget.
Okay. Any other questions? Do I hear a motion to accept the web report?
Yeah, I move we approve the November monthly web report as presented.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Thank you, Jeff. And I hope that's not what your holiday costume was supposed to be.
The holiday costume wasn't flexible enough to skate around on. But again, I appreciate everyone's flexibility on the family side. And I'll see you back in person in January.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Thanks. Good luck.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye. Okay, let's move on to our committee reports. CBOC did not meet. I don't think as a diversity, DE&I did not meet. We heard from the Greek program. We heard finance. I don't think there's anything going on with fundraising and development. We just heard about the big fundraising plan. Accountability, safety and security, strategic planning. PTO, is there anyone on from the PTO? PTO?
No. I think they said they're
ready. Okay. Well, that's all the committee reports. I just wanted to have, since we have a little bit of time here, I know we love spending so much time together among the board, just to talk, to have an open discussion about We had a really momentous event with the YAS Prize, and it's fabulous, and it's such a great opportunity for our school to spotlight us. What I think we want to make sure, it is going to put us in the spotlight, so we need to make sure that we are putting our best foot forward and that we're doing everything right from the ground up, which starts with the students and making sure that they're taken care of and that they're getting what they need, because if they're not, and the teachers, of course, the teachers, if they're not getting what they need and if they're not supported, then we could have won $1 million and it doesn't mean anything. So we're going to have a lot of scrutiny on us now. There, as Joanna said, she received hundreds of congratulations. I've continued to get congratulations from people. It's great, and it's a good opportunity, but we have to make sure that we're working internally to prove that we're worthy of this prize, and to continue to prove that we're worthy of this prize. I know we're doing, we're going to start with our website, which has I've been asking about for 6 years, 5.5 years I've been on the board, because that's going to be frontline. People are going to be Googling us. They're going to be looking us up, and they're going to be asking who we are. So I understand we're going to be getting someone in to come in and work on our website. But we have to make sure that what's going on in the school is taken care of. We understand that, you know, there's bullying going on, and I know the different administrators are trying to get their hands around that. I know there's restorative practices training going on, but somehow we need to make sure that we're focusing on what is best for those students who are the recipients. And, you know, the ones who are doing the bullying, what's going on in their lives that's causing that. Because we need to, like I said, this is going to be our focus. If that one student who is being bullied, this YAS prize means nothing to them. So we're going to be doing some work on the board level, at least, to make sure that everyone is heard and that we know what's going on. So we're gonna try to get a survey out to just take a pulse and make sure we know what's going on. So I've spoken enough. Does anyone else have anything they want to say?
I think they're all good points. Moments like this are a great time to level up, and we have a lot of energy, and I think harnessing it for the right use makes a lot of sense. And to your point, we want to make sure that no one feels kind of left behind by the excitement on the award.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to put our heads together so that we can come up with some solutions to what will certainly be things we're not expecting, mm-hmm. or things we are expecting, so that we don't just take a survey and do nothing. We need to actually be prepared to do something.
Yeah.
Right.
If that's bring in consultants, bring in training, have teachers' days off so that they can go through different restorative practice training, just so that we can actively do something to answer the opportunities that come up as a result of that survey. So not just that the parents in our community is heard, but that we actively do something with that information.
And that there's also a constant stream of communication after the feedback is received and action is being taken. There should be a unified communication strategy that says, here's what we heard, here's what we're doing, here's what we've done, here's the benefit and value of that hard work that all needs to go together.
That is exactly right. So we're going to be reaching out and we're going to do what we can. We're going to be relying on a lot of you as well. So hopefully we'll, like I said, just keep the momentum going so we can keep up, make sure that we make this and continue to keep this the best school that it can be. We have a lot of opportunities. We have a lot of the YAS grant will give us a lot of opportunities, more opportunities for funding, for grants. So we want to make sure that we are in a good position internally to allocate those to their best purposes.
And we as a board can't do much. What we can do is enable mm-hmm. everybody, all the stakeholders. We can empower them to do whatever they need to do to make the school the best in the state mm-hmm. for every student.
Anybody else have anything they want to say out there? Okay. Well, if there is no other business, anything under the good of the school, anyone have anything to present under the good of the school? Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn. I think this is our weakest meeting.
I think I'm up. I move to adjourn.
Wow. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you all for attending, all 16 of you. Oh, now it's 12. thank you all for attending. We wish you all happy holidays and a happy new year. And onward and upward. We're doing wonderful things, and we need you to do that, to help us do that. So thank you all for everything that you do.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye. Merry Christmas.